What is it like having this much time off? And this is a unique situation. You're not having a great season, and the last game you lost eliminated you from bowl eligibility. So I wonder if, you know, this is a way to kind of recharge the engine, get ready for a strong close, or if you can actually develop bad habits because now you're losing focus.
No, I would think mostly it's the, from my experience, it's the latter of those two. Like losing the focus down the stretch of what at this point in any season is already a long, you know, season feels longer than it is. It's kind of dragging on. Injuries start to add up, things like that. That just, it's hard for even a winning team to stay focused late in the season. But being a part of a team that's lost and had, you know, no, at this point, no hopes of bowl eligibility. I've been a part of those kind of teams as well, and especially in bye weeks where, you know, there's no game going on that weekend and everybody gets to maybe go home for the weekend, you know, for the first time in a while, the distractions start to seep in a little bit more and it's harder to stay focused. And, you know, of course you hope that that's not the case because there's still the Cannon game, and no matter what, that game is going to be important, a chance to knock off Reno and keep them, no, they're both eligible already, but a chance to knock them off and keep the Cannon red is always something that you take pride in doing as a Rebel. But it's tough, especially at the end of the season with a late bye, to keep focused when you know that your team goal is kind of, at least the biggest team goal that you had before the season of bowl eligibility is no longer a possibility. It's going to be hard for the team to stay focused.
Caleb, the bye week and where the season is right now is also bizarro for the coaching staff, because this is a super valuable time to go out and recruit. But you've also got a staff here that's fighting for their lives. They may not have these jobs after the season. I wonder where they are right now, because I'm seeing lots of tweets out there from kids saying, hey, I just got offered. Saw Sanchez, you know, tweet out a few times with his red and black dots saying, hey, you know, hey, Reb, that they had gotten some verbal commits. This has got to be a really weird time for them because they have to recruit like they're keeping the job, and yet, you know, they're getting a lot of snarky responses on Twitter from dopes who are like, what's the point? Why are you still recruiting?
And that's kind of the catch-22 of it, because it is, in a way, like recruiting and helping out the next regime and passing a torch, in a way, and helping somebody else who may be the new you. You know, next year you might be doing this for nothing, getting some people to commit to you and you're not there. But I think it's the right thing to do if there was ever a question about what you should do. It's your job to do that. It's your job to recruit. You don't know for sure what the decision is, and it would be silly, I think, for coaches to preach all season long and practice to finish and you know, tell their players to finish quarters, finish halves, finish games and all that, and then as a coach to assume that, you know, it's the end of the line for you at this program and there's no need to go out and do that. It's still valuable time, and I think doing the recruiting is the right thing to do, but it is kind of a weird thing, I would imagine. I've never been in the predicament where that these coaches are in, where it's no secret that job security is one of those iffy things in college football, and every coach has gotten to this point at some point in their career where they believe their job's in jeopardy, and how you respond to that and how I guess awkward that must be to go into a recruiting situation and like this past weekend was, and you know, be reaching out to these kids and telling them about their future at this program that you may or may not be a part of next season. So it's probably a tough situation, but I think Coach Sanchez and the crew are doing the right thing, as you know, showing their character and going out and helping the program. Whether or not they will be there or not next season, it helps the program that the coaches are still out hitting the recruiting trail on bye weeks like this last one.